0.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
A big good morning to all of you. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Wow, today is the 26th day of June. Do you realize next week is the Marion County Fair? Wow. How's it happening so quick? And I do not have a list of the attractions for the Marion County Fair. That would be nice to have. But it's on the internet. And wow. So I'm sure there's some major attractions at the Marion County Fair. I do have a listing here. The Marion County Fair from June 1st through the 6th. And that's it. Anybody involved in the Marion County Fair, give me a buzz. Let me know what's going on. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be broadcasting this year from the Marion County Fair. Maybe so. I don't know, but the main station, I don't think, of WMRN. I think they've changed completely. So I don't know what they'll be doing during... Oh, that's right. The broadcast of the livestock sale and all that. What's going to be happening? It's a different world out there, isn't it? If you'd like to call and comment, 7403-39944. Now, today, George Kasotis is scheduled in, but I haven't seen George yet, so we'll just see. In the meantime, in between time, I've got a phone call. Caller, go ahead. Okay. My caller hung up. Oh, okay, that must have been Sean. Sean, I got you. Okay, hopefully, we're all okay. if not, give me another buzz. I'm looking at my computer now, and I don't see it jumping up and down. Okay. So, 7403-39944. In case you'd like to call and see what's going on or tell me what's going on around the community. It was a big Marion County Fair coming up next week, my land. And this is what? Wednesday. So, Lulu will be back in town this weekend. My goodness, she'll be on there with us on the radio a few times. And she'll be out at the restaurant selling her book. Perkins, that's it. She'll be out there selling her book, and she invites you to come out for a discount on her book or a discount on food. I think you get a 10% discount on your meal if you buy a book. Okay. Yeah, Perkins, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue. If you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. You cannot come in and loiter, though. You can't just stand around and saying, I want to talk to Lulu. Okay. So it goes. 10:20 is the time. And I've got questions to ask you today. I just wonder if there's anybody out there. There should be a lot of people out there. No, this is not Tradio. This is not a substitute for Tradio or anything like that. not a substitute for anything. Okay. So, I've been away. I was in the hospital for a few days last week, but I've been here since then. I was here last Friday, I think, part of me at least. And now we start out anew, and I'm on a new system here using oxygen. I'm operating on oxygen, and without that, I slowly fade away. All right. 740-383-9944. Now, if you would like me to give away some tickets to the zoo, Zimbezi Bay, and what else do I have? Zimbezi. Oh, I got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival in August. Got tickets for that to give away. I've got tickets for the open air safari. Tickets to Zimbezi Bay and the Columbus Zoo. And how are you? 740-383-9944. I'd like to hear from you. Anyone have any comments about anything? Love to hear from you. Oh, what do you think about, do you miss Tradio? You know, it's been an institution, and it's kind of interesting. When institutions fade away, what happens? Well, I'd like to get a conversation going with someone. 740-383-9944, because I once did Tradio a long time ago. So did a bunch of others do Tradio a long time ago. But that was a long time. 10:22 is the time. Okay, 740-383-9944. And, golly. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you today. All right. Interesting. Is anyone out there? I hope so. But I'm looking at my computer, and it's doing nothing. Oh, boy. 740-383-9944. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll give a ticket to the first person that calls. That way I know there's somebody out there. The first person that calls me, I will give you a ticket of your choice. 740-383-9944. If there is a person listening out there, oh, doggone. Okay. I don't think we're on the air, really. Interesting. Oh, a caller. All right. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I'm alive.
Hey, all
I'm
right.
Listening.
Boy, I thought everyone had died.
Well, he made a good offer. And I would like to comment on Tradio. I know it was not your favorite assignment.
It wasn't favorite, Jeff, though.
But it served a purpose.
Yep.
And I enjoyed listening, and I enjoyed calling and selling a few items now and then. And I'm sad to see it go, and I'm also sad to see WMRN change to more network and less local. So I won't know what's going on.
You
as
know,
much.
That's an interesting thing. You know, a while back, iHeartRadio went bankrupt.
Yes.
And we thought, well, they're going to sell off some stations. Well, I didn't hear that happening, but yet you hear of them curtailing employment for a lot of people to save money.
Yes. And
that's exactly, of course, Jeff retired, but Scott Shawver.
Yes.
They say goodbye, Shaw.
Yes,
Scott.
Non-renewed, as I understand it.
Yeah. It goes back, you know, WMRN, I drawn a paycheck there since 1949, if you can imagine. And our original purpose in life in Marion was to aid the community.
Yes.
And now that's all gone.
What if we had another blizzard? There'd be nobody there like you did, staying 24 hours a day, telling us what to do and where to go and how to survive.
That was a whole different era. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's sad to see because, you know, I worked for years trying to build things up and managed to build a few things up. And others did, too. And here, all of a sudden, it's all gone.
Yep. Yep.
So what about, I don't know, what's going to happen out of all this?
Well,
it'd be interesting to
know.
It
just keeps going downhill, I guess.
Yeah, right.
The same way as those cardinals that we were going to have displayed all over the city of Marion.
That's right.
They're not coming,
they're not,
I don't
there.
Think.
Yeah, I keep, you know, every day I think of that.
Right. I think they flew somewhere else.
I think so, too.
Yes.
They took their plastic bodies and went.
Right.
Oh,
right,
my.
Right. Well, if your offer still holds for free tickets.
Oh, yes, yes.
I would like to have Zumbezi Bay, please.
Okay. Just a second here. All right. Okay, yeah. What's your name?
Janet.
Oh, Janet Durst.
That's right.
Yeah, Janet. Okay. All right. And if you could make it down here before noon today, you can pick these up. Now, you want Zoo, right?
No, I want Zumbezi Bay.
Oh, Zumbezi Bay. That's right.
That's right.
Just a second. I'll get out Zumbezi Bay from my folder here. Why, I'm sure glad to hear you today, because I was beginning to wonder. You know, it's a funny feeling, really.
Yeah, you think you're just talking to yourself?
You're right, and that's the worst thing. I'm on oxygen.
Yes.
And I'm trying to get my voice back to normal, if it ever happens.
Yes.
But breathing oxygen, I think, kind of irritates your throat.
Yes.
And your nose.
Yes, dries everything out.
I've spent time in the hospital in the last two. Oh, I take, you know, I'm 84, and I was bragging to myself, man, I made it this far without any major. Well, throw that aside.
Well.
But that happens.
Yes. Congratulations on the successes you have had.
It's been fun.
Yes.
I mean, I've enjoyed life. I like doing anything that's fun. And I never wanted to get too serious in life, and I didn't. Of course, I never made much money in life either. But it's been a great life. My wife has been by my side. Oh, my land, without her, I couldn't. You know, she's had to aid me so much here.
Yes.
Especially lately. And then when we had all those animals, remember?
Oh, yes.
The donkeys?
Yes. Yes.
She had to go out and feed those in the worst weather.
Right.
While I went to work.
Yeah, they kind of demanded food every day.
They sure did. And then 50 chickens.
Oh, and, quite a few.
And that many ducks and geese.
Yep.
Oh, my land. Yep. And the food we had to buy.
Yes. And now you're just hoping for cucumbers and tomatoes.
Yeah. Hey, my cucumber plant is growing like crazy.
And great.
I can hardly wait. Now, I've had two tomatoes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good. Oh, my. Yeah.
Ours are still green. They're not ready yet.
Well, yeah, I had two started on a plant.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that ripened.
Yes.
The first day of summer, they were ripened.
Well, good
now
for
I've
them.
Got all these other greenies coming on.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, Janet, I appreciate you calling. And if you get a chance to come in before noon or whenever, and you can pick up your Zumbezi Bay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right, Janet Durst. Okay, now, clear my throat here. Oh, I have a nebulizer that it's got so many pushes on it, and I did my couple of pushes a while ago to kind of clear up my throat, and then. We'll see how it goes today. Oh, my goodness. Where's George? 10:30 is the time. We should be breaking here shortly. But I don't know if it will or not. Let me see here. I might go straight through.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and 10:31's the time. And how are you doing today? I'm glad you're listening out there. 7403-399-44. If you'd like to call about anything under the sun, you know, that's how I got my start in radio in 1968. That was before a lot of you were born. In 1968, my overseer, Ken Charles, my boss, said, "Evers, you might as well go on the air. I'm going on vacation. You know what I do. Go ahead and do it." And I've been doing it ever since. Since 1968. And that shows you, when you give Evers a microphone, see what he does. But, yeah, that's been a long time. Ken Charles, in the meantime, lives in California. He's got a daughter that's married to a very, let me see, I think the daughter is married or has a child that's married to a prominent Indian in Europe. And quite a, really interesting. She's on Facebook a lot. Wisek is her last, W-I-C-E-K. But I hope that Ken is out there listening. It'd be fun to hear him call sometime. Since 1968. He went on vacation. I don't know where he was going on vacation that year. But he said, "Evers, take over." That's the wrong thing to tell me to take over. 7403-399-44 is our number to call. And, okay, would you like to win something? I'm surprised I haven't gotten any comments. Now, here, let me do it again. I worked from, I drew my first paycheck in 1949. As a maintenance person at WMRN at the fair, Crawford County Fair. And that was the first fair Crawford County had had since the beginning of World War II, because the fairgrounds became a military base called Camp Millard. Well, after the war, they had to do something to get it back to Crawford County control. And so by 1949, that had been accomplished, and that was the first year the Crawford County Fair was held since the big war. And then WMRN broadcast from all the fairs around here. We went to Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky, we went to Delaware, Marysville, and Morrow County. Oh, I remember Morrow County. I could tell you human stories about Morrow County. And one of the stories that runs through my mind, having broadcast for years at the Morrow County Fair, I remember, the kids every year in Morrow County marched around the racetrack holding or leading their animals that they had entered into the fair. And so here's all these guys and gals leading cows or steers and pigs and lambs. Oh, my goodness. Lambs and goats. You name it. So, but here, walking with them, is a rather tall boy But he's limping. And he's dragging one foot behind him. And in his arms was his pet rabbit. That's right. He was marching with all the other kids. They all had their livestock and lead. He had his rabbit in his arms. And because he was crippled, dragging his one foot. And he marched around the racetrack at Morrow County. I'll never forget that. That, to me, was, I know, so, you know, kind of gets to you when you see a kid doing something you do to his very best. He was going to march with everybody else holding that rabbit. Yeah, that was one thing. Then a funny thing that happened at the Morrow County Fair was I had an antenna that I would raise from the van I drove. It, you know, it had a telescoping mast, and the propelling force was nitrogen. So I always carried a tank of nitrogen and would throw a lever, and that would push that mast up. And, of course, you had to make sure you had your antenna on it, and it would raise your antenna tall enough you could broadcast back to Marion. So this one day, that mast created problems. It was a problem to begin with, I think. Well, this one day, I'm at the Morrow County Fair, and I'm trying to get that mast to go up. And I've got all the nitrogen. I'm slugging that thing with nitrogen. Nothing. Because it was stuck. And so I was about to climb up on the roof of the van and try to wiggle that telescoping mast when all of a sudden it broke loose. And when it broke loose, it shot my antenna off the telescoping pipe, you might say, shot it into the air, and I thought, oh no, there goes my antenna into the air. Where's it going to land? And it goes higher and higher. This is all in an instant, of course. And down it comes. And I thought, oh, there's electric lines right under where it's coming down. It missed them. It missed those electric wires and landed somewhere near the van. So I was able to use it, actually. I went up on top of the van and pulled it up and locked the joints in place. On there, on my land. That was one incident. And then that same year, I was always broadcasting from beside the hog barn in Morrow County. You know, there are so many nice kids. There's one family that raised hogs that had an extra rib. Now, they did have a separate name, too. Not the kids, but the hog. What was that called? I can't remember now. The name of the hog that is longer than all the others because it has an extra rib, they told me. So this family, there's two girls and maybe three girls, and they showed these hogs, and kids snickered, yeah, there's a long hogs. But now let me tell you, the one girl, there were two prominent girls there, but the one lives in Marion County, and she owns a business now. And I used to interview her when she was just a little kid. I can't remember the name of her business, but oh my, you know, memories. That's what. And then one boy who had a very deep problem with the epilepsy, but that wasn't going to stop him from showing his hogs. And now this is the truth I'm telling you. He walked, I think it was 5 miles every day to be with his hogs. Yeah, he walked. He had no way of being transported. And one day, he had his hog out in the ring trying to get some practice in when he had an epileptic seizure. And the poor kid is, he's out there in all terrible contortions, being all wound up in that epileptic fit. And I felt so sorry for him, and the squad came and administered to him. But he was a boy that walked 5 miles a day to get to the fair to show his hogs. And that was something. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. But I saw maybe more in Morrow County than anywhere. I don't know. 7403-3944. And if you got any stories you'd like to tell? I like human interest stories where people try to do something and they accomplish it. Remember the other night, the Melindas on that high wire? It reminded me of Evel Knievel. They, in the preliminary conversations with the guy that used to be with Kelly Ripa and the other, they were giving you all these dastardly comments. Ooh, you know, one slip and away they go. That's all part of the Evel Knievel type thing. Build up your audience, get them scared to death so that they're on pins and needles while you're performing. And that more or less was the Melindas, because the skill they have, it is something else. And walking down that wire was not all that big a thing. Although, if a big gust of wind came along, it might have been. But they knew what they were doing, and it's not that hard to do it, except walking that bar as they did, something else. But New York City, one of my daughters, Kathy, was there that day, the morning, I think, the day before or whatever, and related to me things I remember about New York City. I conducted tours of New York City. It was really, really interesting. What a place. If you ever get a chance to go to New York, that's the place to go. I mean, it's so interesting. And she said the most interesting thing now in New York is the, of course, 9/11 monuments, and the whole atmosphere there for 9/11. And then the other major thing, somebody told her, you got to go to the public library. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Fulton Street Fish Market?
Yeah. I was there.
I was too.
Yeah. And I saw a ship that used to be anchored 125 miles out in the ocean called the Ambrose Lightship. And they retired it. And they brought it into the docks there. And it was.
Oh, so that's what that ship was.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Because it's right beside. If you look at the pictures for Fulton Street and all of that stuff, there's like a big dome, inflatable dome near it.
Oh, okay.
And that.
It should be red.
What's that?
The Ambrose.
I can't remember what it was. We were on it briefly. We were there with Panasonic and Capitol Records shooting a music video for Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah. So, the Ambrose Lightship was famous, but then they retired it and brought it in because it was so famous, just tied it up at the dock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I can remember. We were on deck briefly, but we were there a little while at the Fulton Street Fish Market, and
I can still smell that.
Oh, geez. Well, we weren't too far away, and we had lunch, and it was fresh fish, and lunch was just incredible for like $5 a person.
Wow.
You got so much fresh fish and whatever else.
You want to hang on, Terry? I'm going to be breaking here shortly. Just stay right there. Don't leave the phone. The time is 10:45. And we have a little break coming up, and then we'll be right back talking a little. Maybe some of you have been to New York City. I would think that's the place you've got to accomplish that once during your life. Amazing. Okay, I'm watching here. 10:45 is it?
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Okay, Terry, talking about New York City and all the impressions. I guess that 9/11 is something to behold, the memorial area.
I don't know. I understand that it should be something for the amount of money that went into it and everything else. So hopefully.
Right beside it, I'm told, the fire there, every member of the fire department was killed. It was right next to the 9/11 bombing. Well, anyhow, another place of interest in New York City, the public library. And I saw a picture, I think it was the fifth floor. There are like hundreds of computers, people doing research. Amazing.
Well, New York City is a pretty amazing place.
Yes.
You know, with all the bad stuff, but there are an awful lot of gems.
Well, and my daughter said not once were anybody in her group approached, saw no crime, but there are cops everywhere, of course, but and found people friendly. People wanted to talk. They were friendly in New York City, and that's good.
Well, she was on a tour, wasn't she?
No.
All by herself.
Well, yeah, she had a company, I think. And, it was great.
Well, that sounds better than the way I was treated trying to get something done at HBO. Oh, wow. They were extremely rude. Kind of perpetuated this New York City stereotype.
That's because you were from Marion, Ohio.
Well, I guess. So they didn't know who I was. I told them who I was. Now, I don't know who you are. And they hung up on me. And I thought, well, gee whiz. How will you ever know who you're talking to unless you learn to know who they are?
Well, that's right. That's for sure.
So anyway, I just heard you talking about New York City and something else in a Grand Central Station.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. There used to be a radio program called Grand Central Station, and that's a misnomer. It should have been Grand Central Terminal.
Or, now here, isn't there Union Station there too?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. All I remember was it was just a huge, huge square building. And I kept asking, what is that? Nobody knew what it was, and I didn't see any signs. And then later I found out that's what it was, Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big square building, and they built all the roads.
And it
obviously around it. Yeah. I mean, multiple lanes going around it and stuff, and it's just a hub of activity. The whole city's a hub of activity.
Yeah. Well, I hope things are still going. My computer just shut off.
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. That's all necessary.
I see sound waves on my computer.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I just see the...
Yeah.
Oh, there's George. George just arrived. By golly.
Is he running late?
He's running just about an hour late.
Well, hey, let me get out of here. You get to talk
with
George.
Yes, all right.
George said hi, and I'll talk with you the next time.
Okay, very good, Terry. All right. George Kasotis.
Is that Terry?
Yeah. Good to see you, George.
Well, I got too many things were going on at the house.
Is that right?
I had too many people over there fixing things.
Oh.
For this weekend. It's family reunion this weekend.
Oh, really?
Well, Joanne's family's coming, about 50 people.
Oh, my.
So I was getting things ready.
Oh, what, you're going to fix Greek food for them?
Oh, I'm going to be cooking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm on oxygen. I feel pretty high.
You didn't make it to Jeff's party.
No, I didn't.
I know, we all missed you.
Yeah, I couldn't drag my equipment.
We're on the air, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Charlie, yeah. I'm sorry. We had a nice party with Jeff.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, you were supposed to be there, but then you...
But I couldn't make it. I wanted to be there, but...
You didn't go to the hospital or anything, did you?
Yeah. I've been in the hospital since we last... Well, last week I was in all week.
It was crazy over there. I mean, it was so many people, I couldn't believe it. But Jeff had a nice time. We talked at the end. He was so busy, I didn't get to talk to him until we were ready to leave. And then he came over and he said, what happened to Charlie? I mean, everybody was asking about you.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jeff said, Charlie, we personally invited Charlie. I think maybe...
He came to the hospital to talk to me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
After the party?
No, before.
Oh, before the party.
Yeah. I said, I'll see you there, Jeff. Mistake. You see, I got to haul this oxygen around with me.
Okay.
And I've got a thing on two. I'm supposed to get, they tell me, a portable that I can...
A portable?
Yeah, that you can actually plug into your cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, I don't have that. I got a thing on two wheels, a big tank.
It's a pretty big tank. Huh?
So I'm telling you, that's a General Patton tank.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I did that for Tony Caserta. I carried his around for a while.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Remember Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
He ended up on oxygen?
Oh, yeah, full time.
Oh.
I had to call the oxygen company to make sure that they had enough tanks there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were little small tanks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got two of those at home.
Yeah. And
they're only good for about an hour or so.
Yeah, about an hour. And then he says, George, he called me at the restaurant and said, George, call that tank company. They need to be here because I'm running out of oxygen.
Oh, my. Well, same with me here. See, I just opened up this tank on two wheels. I've got a permanent thing at home that makes oxygen on its, you know, and you can use this machine at home to fill these tanks, I guess. But this one here, this is its first day out. Oh, it's so inconvenient, George. Now, I can't, don't tell them, but I can go for a while without oxygen, you know, until I start to feel a little woozy.
Yeah, I know. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I've never been on oxygen. I've been lucky at my age. I've been very lucky.
But it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, my percentage runs up into the 90s with the machine on, and without that, it goes down.
It goes down pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's other people listening that are saying, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, I know a lot of people that are on oxygen.
I
see them all the time.
Yeah. Wow. And so, well, hey, Jeff retired, but I think his radio station he worked for retired, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my land. Isn't it something? Remember, you remember Bob Mason.
Oh, sure I do.
Yeah.
I used to go to dance parties with them. And yeah. Madge, none of those guys would dance with Madge. Yeah. And I would. I was the only one
You're
to dance
one.
With Madge. She said, George, come on. These guys are, and I'm talking about Bob Mason and Gus Judy and... the guy that dressed up all the time.
Yeah, Dodds.
Sheldon,
yeah. I think of him every time up on Lake Erie. There's a place called Sheldon Marsh.
Oh, so that's right. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah, right. And it's right beside a big golf club.
Yeah, and you think of Sheldon
Dodds.
Yeah,
right.
Mr. Dress Up, you know.
And right there at Sheldon Marsh is where the original road to Cedar Point began.
Cedar Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Original road.
Yeah.
But Sheldon and Mason and Gus and all those guys wouldn't dance with Madge Cooper. Madge Cooper Guthrie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was Madge Cooper then.
Yeah, it was Madge Cooper back then. We were up at the I don't know if that building, yeah, that building is tore down now. It was
The old Crystal Lake, yeah.
Yeah, the old Crystal Lake
Ball. I saw it burn down. I was driving to work one day.
And it was on fire?
Oh, yeah. It was flames sky high, yeah. Oh,
that had a nice dome on it.
It did, yeah. All those old buildings like that had a dome. Wasn't there one in Garfield Park?
There was a dome in Garfield Park.
What was it called? White something pavilion?
No. It was the, the Harding High School class of 1950 marched through there.
Oh,
we
yes.
got our diplomas from there.
Right. Interesting.
Oh, come on. What was that called?
I always thought it was White
Gazebo.
Pavilion. Gazebo.
It was a gazebo.
Oh, okay.
It was a big gazebo
yeah.
with a domed roof mm-hmm. on it.
Do you know where the only other gazebo is in town?
They tore that one down, didn't they? The one downtown?
Oh, yeah, it's all. The one downtown, is it gone?
It's gone.
Oh, I didn't know.
The gazebo they had across, right there at the courthouse, where the old steps used to be. Remember all those steps that went up to the courthouse?
They paid $24,000 to build that gazebo. And they thought, well, we're going to have concerts here.
I used to, Chamber of Commerce used to call me, and I set up a sandwich stand there, a giveaway. I mean, it was people would drive up, and we would hand them a sandwich bag.
Wow.
I forget who was, remember?
Back in
Jack Loudenslager.
Jack Loudenslager. Jack was there when they dug the first shovel full of dirt to build the Coliseum.
Right, right.
So was Pop Webster. Remember
Pop
him?
Pop Webster, I remember him.
Yeah.
And also Jack Loudenslager was the longest Chamber of Commerce guy.
He was there forever,
He was there for years.
Yeah. And that was when, too, their headquarters down on South Main Street.
Right.
Right beside the car lot.
Right beside the old Midtown Chevrolet.
Yeah, Midtown Grumblot.
Walter Grumblot. I bought my first Chevy from him in 1948 or 49.
Oh, hey, we have a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Isn't that place at Garfield called Chautauqua?
Chautauqua, yeah. Yeah, that's it, sure.
Yeah.
Chautauqua Pavilion, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that at Garfield?
At Garfield, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Ernie Brees.
Oh, Ernie.
Hi, George.
Hi, good to hear from you, Ernie.
Yep.
God bless you, buddy.
Okay, so that was the Chautauqua.
Yeah, and I think WMRN is still going to broadcast the livestock sale.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think Kenny and Randy from WMRN is going to do it. It used to be Kenny and
Scott.
Steve, and Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Schauber, but Scott's no longer there.
It's interesting how times change everything.
You know, you was talking about the fair, and I remember way back, your noon farm news, you know, you always broadcast from the fair.
Right.
And I can still remember you interviewing Mary Manti.
Oh, you know?
She became Mary long ago, and now she's, I think, retired. You know, it's...
You know, Mary Manti... When my daughter, youngest girl, when she was born, Mary Manti brought down a bowl full of chili for me to eat because she knew my wife was not going to be home.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, that's the kind of person she was. So.
Yeah, memories. Yeah. And you know, the last time I saw Mary Manti, I was on my bicycle at Put-in Bay in a grocery store.
Wow.
Oh, they're all gone.
Yep. Yeah. Times are changing.
Yes, indeed.
What a pleasure for you to call in. Yep. Thank you.
Well, thanks, guys.
Okay.
I'm listening.
All right. Yeah, okay. Isn't that something, you wait long enough and everything changes.
It does, Charlie. Golly.
But, you know, going back, well, we're going to break here. We'll be back in about 14 minutes. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to WWE.